Good morning, and a warm welcome to all of you on this Palm Sunday. If you're visiting this church for the first time, you're most welcome. This Sunday we have two services. This evening at 6:30 we have a reflective worship service where you will have the chance to hear the whole of the Passion story. During this week, there are opportunities to worship every day, and the details are on the service sheet, and feel free to take it home with you. Pastoral news. June Avery is now back at home after her recent operation and continues to make good progress and may well appreciate a call, and her number is in the handbook. I have a message from Anne, in fact both Annes, to you all. Well, two of the Annes, not three. I'm just ticking over how many Annes there are. For you all and the Link people in particular. The Easter gifts are available in the meeting room 3 for delivery to those whom we like to remember at seasonal times of the year. There are 2 bags each and they have been named. I'm sure that Steve Wenman will appreciate your help with the decoration of the church for Easter Sunday, and that time will be on Saturday between 10 and 12. Within this church we have many musicians, and as this service ends, you may have the chance to enjoy their talents, which I believe is yours today. After the blessing at the end of the service, there will be a little moment, and some of you might like to stay and listen to the postlude, and others may choose to leave the sanctuary. The point is, the choice is yours. And finally, Brenda Ives conveys to all the congregation in this church her best wishes for Easter. Thank you.
For our opening call to worship, the response is, everyone shouted Hosanna. Practice it with me. Everyone shouted Hosanna. Everyone made a loud noise.
Everyone shouted Hosanna.
Everyone treated Jesus as a king.
Everyone shouted Hosanna.
Everyone waved palm leaves.
Everyone shouted Hosanna.
Everyone put palm leaves on the floor.
Everyone shouted Hosanna.
When Jesus rode into Jerusalem,
everyone shouted Hosanna.
We join to sing, Give Me Joy in My Heart.
Thank you.
Let us join together to pray. Let us pray. And the people ripped down branches from the trees, and they opened their cloaks and spread them on the road, and they shouted words like Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and made it clear, Lord Jesus, that they thought that you were a king. And yet you rode on a donkey. And the crowds rejoiced, for they didn't know what was ahead of you. And we come before you now aware of the celebration, but also aware of where it is all heading. And aware of your humility. So we are sorry for the times when it's easier to think of you as king and ruler than the one who comes on a donkey. For we are inclined to want to hang around with the powerful and know about success as the world judges success. And your humility and your cross are a challenge to us. We confess, O God, that there are times we choose only to follow the bits of you, Lord Jesus, that we like. You are King. You are King heading towards the cross. And we will follow you. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Before we started praying, I should have told you two things. And I'm now going to tell you what they are, and then we're going to keep praying, and that's why... No, I didn't forget the Lord's Prayer. We'll go back into that in a minute. And the two things I should have told you are to celebrate with Helen, who has had back surgery and is still struggling with the pain of that, but yet has managed to get here today. And that's, you know, it's been months, so to be thankful to God that Helen made it, that's great. And then to be thankful to God that Steve Millington, who is a regular in the foyer, is, even as we pray, made it to rehab. To give thanks to God for that. How long is this going to last? We don't know. And to give thanks for Sally's work, Stu and Catherine's work in getting them to that place. So let's pray. We thank you for the interventions that make life better. We thank you for the surgeon's knife and for slow rehabilitation. So we thank you that Helen is with us this morning. And we thank you for all those others, like June, on the slow road to recovery. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that that would be true for Steve Millington as well. We ask that you would bless him at this time when he is in rehab and all those others who on this day are facing their demons. May they have sensitive counselors, wise friends. And we also have our reasons to be thankful. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now we're going to hear a story in a minute or two, which is the story about Jesus coming into Jerusalem. And he comes into Jerusalem and there's all sorts of kerfuffle and there's great celebration. Great celebration. We know where this is heading, but don't let that spoil the story for us. Great celebration, and the people are asking, who is he? Who is he? And the crowd gives an answer that is not really an answer. It's half an answer. Who is he? A prophet. Who is he? Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? And that, the answer to that question is our life's work. Working out who is Jesus. We're going to sing. And you know what? We've got some shakers. Does anybody else want a shaker? Yay, there's one or two takers for shakers. Woo! A little bit of poetry going on. Hands up if you want a shaker. Hands up if you want a shaker. Quick, get your shakers before the adults steal them all. Hands up if you want a shaker. Oh, good grief. I should have bought my drum. If I'd known. Right. Yeah, true. Not on my djembe drum. Keep your hands up. We do not want to deprive anybody. Hands are there if you want a shaker. It's not compulsory. Right, now you're equipped, let's join to sing. We have a king who rides a donkey. Yay! you're just being silly. Now, could you all please put your instruments down? Because I know what you're like. I don't know any whooping when anything else is going on, when the readings are happening. So the reading that we're going to have is, which Stuart Chandler is going to read to us, is the story of this day, and the writer of the Gospel according to Matthew points towards Zechariah, making it very clear that this thing that has happened is happening in fulfillment of what was prophesied in the scriptures, in what we would call the Old Testament. Stuart, let's listen for the word of God.
The triumphant entry into Jerusalem. As Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives. There Jesus sent two of the disciples on ahead with these instructions. Go to the village there ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied up with a colt beside her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything, tell him the master needs them, and then he will let them go at once. This happened in order to make what the prophet had said come true. Tell the city of Zion, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble and rides on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did what Jesus had told them to do. They brought the donkey and the colt, threw their cloaks over them, and Jesus got on. A large crowd of people spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds walking in front of Jesus and those walking behind began to shout, "Praise to David's son! God bless him who comes in the name of the Lord! Praise God!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was thrown into uproar. "Who is he?" the people asked. "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee," the crowds answered. Amen.
No, he's not. He's not the prophet Jesus. There's more. There's more. And if people in our community say, "Who is this Jesus?" Who is going to answer them? That is our job. So what are you going to say? Right, so who is he? Up you go. Who's that? Who is it? Who is it? Dennis Law. Who is it? Florence Nightingale. Jimi Hendrix. Who is it? President Nixon. Who is it? J.K. Rowling. Who is it? Who is it? Naomi Campbell. Who is it? Who is that? Come on, everybody knows who he is. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody, yeah, exactly. Everybody knows who he is. In my world, everybody knows who he is. Who is it? You don't know? Don't know? Who's going to tell you? You're going to ask somebody who you think might know, and they're going to tell you. Who is it? Quick song. Oh, Shola Amiobi. And that's as far as I'm going to take it. Shola Amiobi. Black Christian plays at the front for Newcastle. Here we go. Who is it? Can you see it? Who would it be? There's a guy with a tennis racket. Who would it be? Andy Murray. Who is it? A baby. Any old baby? It's Prince George. Who is it? Sting. Who is it? It's the new General Secretary of the Knight Reformed Church, and his name is John Proctor. Well done. Well done, Teresa. And he's a guy you need to pray for. Don't pray for anybody else, just pray for him. All right, that's a lie. Pray for him as well as everybody else you pray for. Who is it? Well, we would say, his name is Jesus. And then people say, yeah, come on, right? And tell me, who is this Jesus? So let me ask you, who is he? Somebody says to you, who is Jesus? Somebody at school, somebody at university, somebody, your neighbor, somebody at work says to you, who is he? Who is Jesus? What are you going to say? Your children, your grandchildren say to you, who is Jesus? What are you going to say? Is the right answer. Thank you very much. No. You all need a piece of paper. You all need a pen. And we're going to write down the answers. We're going to put them on a board. And then you can have a look at everybody else's answers as well as your own. So equip yourselves, please. Piece of paper. Yeah. Thank you. Hiya. You start handing this out. Start handing them out. Thank you. There we go. John, there you go. Thank you. Be a monitor. Just a couple of bits. Anybody need a pen? Thank you. Who is this Jesus? It's a few. Thank you. Pass them on. Who is this Jesus? Hand it there if you haven't got a pen. You got a pen? Hand it there if you haven't got a bit of paper. Anybody got, here we have bits of paper. What you lost? Pen? Oh, you see that? Too many pens, such abundance. Thank you. And remember the rules. Don't give me these pens back if they don't work. What you lost? Do you want to? Okay. Oh, Clara, you've got a spoon. How did that happen? Right. Who is Jesus? So we're going to take these and make them into a poster. So you're going to have the chance, most of you are going to have the chance over the next couple of weeks to have a look at who other brothers and sisters in Christ think of as Jesus. I think that most of you have finished, though not all. Would you like to pass your bits of paper in, please? Can I have your pen? Can the church have the pens back? Thank you. Oh, there we go. You see that? It's good. Thank you. Let's collect them in. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, darling. Yeah, yeah, it's good. It's good. I think you're going to need some glue as well, aren't you? Because otherwise, can I just nick that? I'll read one or two. Here, take this pile and I'll start on the next one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, top answers. Here we go. Thank you. Right. I have got five answers that I've just picked up with randomness. They are, who is this Jesus? The light of the world. Who is this Jesus? The bread of life. Who is this Jesus? The true vine. Who is this Jesus? A man to look at and to follow. Who is this Jesus? The Saviour of the world, the Son of God. Good place to start, eh? Here we go. Here's some more. Loads. Right, a friend in the heart of everything. The living word of God, our Saviour and Christ, God incarnate, Son of God, servant King, first and last. Who is this Jesus? One word just says Christ. The word became flesh. A friend and support. Who is this Jesus? Son of God, a carpenter, teacher, a friend. There we go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to sing a hymn which you might not know. You might have sung it before. But you will know the tune. Do you want to play a verse through and then we'll start from the top? Thank you.
Thank you.
we'll do now is we'll take the offering, and after the offering we will pray. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. The crowds offered you their coats to walk on. They waved palm branches, honoring your presence. Today we honor you, Lord, with our faithful tithes and offerings. We lay these gifts before you, humble tokens of our love, a public display of affection for our King of Kings. Amen. Right, gang, you're going to have to pause and re-equip yourselves with your shakers and rattles. Everybody who's got one, please, anybody who wants to shake and rattle in the prayers, put their hand up and we will organise them a rattle for our prayers of intercession. Yes, we will. If you want one. Okay. So, when I say, when you came into Jerusalem, the people made a loud noise. Thank you very much. Let's try it again. When you came into Jerusalem, the people made a loud noise. Now, would anybody else like to join in? Put their hands in the air. Okay. So let us pray. When you came into Jerusalem, the people made a loud noise. They shouted Hosanna and blessings on him who comes in the name of the Lord. We pray for those who live with noise they do not like. People who have noisy neighbors. People who live with tinnitus can't hear what they are meant to hear, just a blanket of noise. We pray for those whose the noise is gunfire. And the noise is children crying with hunger. When he came into Jerusalem, the people made a loud noise. We pray for those who wish there was a loud noise, but it is silence. The baby that does not cry at birth. The room where all there is the silence of death. When you came into Jerusalem, the people made a loud noise. We pray for the divided city of Jerusalem, which Jesus wept over. We pray for peace with justice. When you came into Jerusalem, the people made a loud noise. They shouted, "Hosanna," and "Blessings on him who comes in the name of the Lord." We pray for those celebrating today. The birthday, the anniversary, the gathering of family and friends, the marathon completed, the money raised. Hooray, hooray, hooray. The surprise gift, the loud music for the dancers. God of silence and God of noise. We pray for ourselves. Would we be like those who celebrated once and then shouted, "Crucify"? Would we have been the silent ones who let others get away with it? Would we have gone with the flow? Do we go with the flow? When you came into Jerusalem, the people made a loud noise. They shouted, "Hosanna," and "Blessings on him who comes in the name of the Lord." And we offer to you, Lord Jesus, our prayers for these people, and we ask that you would help us to make the right noise, to be their support, their comfort, and you to them. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We join to sing our final hymn, which you'll find as number 209, "Ride On, Ride On in Majesty." time, there will be no flight into Egypt. This donkey has too much to carry, too far. The shadows wait for him around the table at Passover, among those in high places, in the condemned cell on the hill outside. Fear haunts his waking moments. Why has God forsaken him? The crowd today is with him, but not for long. They are the powerless ones, the ones who matter, the ones who count are counting. Time is running out. This time, there will be no flight into Egypt. Lord our God, may we journey with you during this Holy Week, and may your story be the story that transforms the lives that we offer. Bless us as your people. Amen.